This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Epp. The state of emergency that Vermont has been in for 15 months now will officially end at midnight tonight. But social service organizations across the state say the food and housing crisis that was exacerbated by the pandemic is far from over. Governor Phil Scott signed an executive order today, and he says it will allow the state to maintain financial supports for vulnerable Vermonters that were instituted during the pandemic. VPR's Pete Hirschfeld is here to help us understand what that order will do. Hey, Pete.
Hello, Henry.
So before we talk about this new executive order, I'm hoping you can tell us more about the concerns that the governor is trying to respond to. You visited the Hilltop Inn in Berlin last week, and you talked to some of the residents there who are about to lose their emergency motel housing as a result of this emergency order coming to an end. What's the loss of motel housing going to mean for them?
Well, I mean, it's an enormously stressful time for folks, as you can imagine, Henry. In a little context here might be useful. Last year, the Scott administration expanded eligibility guidelines for emergency motel housing. And the idea was to get people out of shelters, which is a nightmare environment, obviously, during a pandemic. And so they started trying to push people into motels to try to avoid the kinds of outbreaks that come in more congregate living situations. But because the governor has decided the state of emergency is over, that the coronavirus isn't such a significant threat anymore, those expanded eligibility criteria will expire at the end of this month. Of the 90-plus folks who've been living at the Hilltop, Henry, about half have been told they'll have to be out by July 1st. I talked to a man named Dondre Wellington, who's been living at the Hilltop for about 2 months now. He says he's pretty confident he'll be able to find some places to couch surf for a while when he has to leave the Hilltop, but he is really concerned about some of the other people that he's gotten to know during his time there.
And what most people here are getting miserable and terrified about the fact they don't know how to do for themselves. Like, all I keep hearing is people going to pinch tents in the most places that aren't really safe, that aren't even really habitable.
And the Hilltop, Henry, is not the only place that this is happening. By the Scott administration's own count, there are 720 households that are currently living in emergency motel housing that are going to have to leave by the end of the month. And there's a lot of concern out there right now about what many of these people will be walking into come July.
Wow, okay, 720 households. Well, Pete, the governor says his new executive order will ensure a smooth transition for people who've been relying on food and housing assistance during the pandemic. So what exactly will this order do?
Governor Scott says this order is going to enable the state to continue drawing down FEMA funds for some of the housing and food supports that Vermont has been able to get during the pandemic. It also creates some grant programs for people who are in need of housing. If you're over 60 or have kids, have a disability, or are at risk of domestic violence, you'll in most instances be allowed to stay in your emergency housing for at least another 3 months. The administration is also creating some grant programs for people who don't have housing lined up, and that includes $2,500 cash payments for the 700-plus people who are going to have to leave their emergency motel housing at the end of the month. Finally, Henry, and this isn't part of the executive order, but the administration says Vermont just passed a state budget that includes $250 million for affordable housing across Vermont. And they say a large portion of that money will be used to expand and enhance shelters in the state and also construct or rehabilitate affordable units that will eventually be available to people who have relied on emergency housing during the pandemic. Obviously, it will be a while before those units get built, but the administration says relief is on the way, but perhaps in the longer term.
And Pete, the other factor that comes with the end of the state of emergency is that the clock is now ticking on the state's moratorium on evictions. What is the state doing to address that issue right now in terms of the people who may be facing eviction in the coming weeks?
Yeah, that's right, Henry. So the legislature last year enacted a law that says nobody can be evicted, but that provision expires 30 days after the state of emergency is lifted. So the next month, on July 15th, there are going to be a number of people. We don't have any great headcounts at this point who are suddenly going to be eligible for eviction for not having paid back rent or other things. The Scott administration says that it is working very closely with community action agencies, other organizations, to disperse some $350 million in aid that's available to renters to help them pay back rent, to help them pay utilities. They're hopeful that those supports will avert any kind of mass displacement as a result of this moratorium lifting. But that's something we're going to be learning a lot more about when that date arrives next month.
Well, finally, Pete, more than 130 organizations in the state signed on to a letter last week asking Governor Scott to prolong his state of emergency. And they wanted him to do that so the state could continue to have access to federal pandemic aid. So what are they saying now about this, the governor's decision to end the state of emergency and replace it with the executive order?
They're still taking it all in. This is one of those situations where the details matter and people haven't had time yet to study those details in great depths. Social service organizations that I've talked to say the governor and his team deserve a lot of credit for steps they've taken during the pandemic to protect vulnerable Vermonters. They're still worried, though, that this plan the governor has put in place to transition away from this state of emergency is going to be a really unwelcome departure from the pandemic era supports that many folks have come to rely on. Sue Minter is the executive director of Capstone Community Action, which has been spearheading a lot of the housing and food aid during the pandemic in Washington County. And this is what she told me after listening to the governor's briefing on this new executive order.
I did not hear details today that make me less worried about the people who in 2 weeks need to have a different place to go and will not have access to the kinds of supports that we've been able to provide, that the state has been able to provide to date.
We've been hearing the Governor Henry talk a lot about trying to get back to where we were before the pandemic. What Sue Minter says is that that is not a status quo that we should have any interest in returning to. She says we've learned a lot about what happens for the good when you invest more heavily in food and housing and other basic needs for people who are struggling financially. And she says the state ought to be looking for ways to maintain and enhance those supports, not dial them back now that the coronavirus is no longer the acute public health threat that it's been for the last 15 months.
That's VPR's Pete Hirschfeld. Thanks for being with us, Pete.
Thank you, Henry.
And you can read all of VPR's coverage of this week's changes to pandemic orders from the state at vpr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered.